Text B. Listen, the fridge is ringing. You will hear a story about the history of telephones. You will hear it twice, first as a whole and then in 8 sections. Answer the questions during the pauses in the second listening.
Could you imagine life without your cell phone? Hardly. Today, some 90% of Finns own one. Not very long ago, though, the whole idea was unheard of, let alone text messaging or the various other services available on the mobile these days. We sure have come a long way since the telephone was invented. But the cell phone, with its different functions, is by far not the end of the story either. A Scots-Canadian named Alexander Graham Bell patented a new device that used electricity and a magnet to transmit speech through the air in the late 19th century. At first, humans were used as operators to connect the calls. But as soon as 1892, the automatic switch system was designed and humans were no longer needed. In the mid-20th century, new inventions led to the development of both digital phones and the internet. Soon after, touch tone service was offered to the public, and in 1973, the first wireless handsets made it possible for the caller to walk and talk on the phone without any visible link to the phone itself. You may have heard of these walkie-talkies being used in those days. Within 10 years, there were already 500,000 cordless phone users in the US. But people were not happy with this either. They wanted more services. As a result, the first generation of digital cell phones hit the market in the 1990s. That's also the years when the success story of Nokia, our Finnish mobile phone company, started. As you very well know, it's not only phone calls that you can use your cell phone for today. You can play games, order different ringtones, book cinema tickets, check the weather forecast, find the route to your destination, etc., etc. Researchers have been inventing more and more features for mobiles, but there are a number of experts who claim that cell phones, as we know them today, will soon have reached their full potential, because they are a walled garden system. In other words, they operate in a system in which telephone companies use their own closed networks. The biggest reason for this is that the companies want to make sure that the money from the customers continues to stream in. In fact, up until 2000, there was no serious threat to phone companies. But new wireless data technologies changed everything. It became possible to make phone calls over the internet, over the so-called VOIP, Voice Over Internet Protocol. What was needed in homes was a broadband connection, and the internet calls were free of charge to numbers all over the world. So the worldwide success of VOIP services mainly depends on the increase of broadband connections to people's homes. In countries like South Korea and Japan, where 2/3 of the population have broadband access, VOIP is growing like wildfire. In Japan, some 10% of households already used internet telephony at the end of the year 2004. The biggest benefit to the consumer is a radical reduction in the cost of a phone call. But how about other bonuses? VOIP has already done away with the link between a geographical location and a phone number. Someone in India can now buy a number with a New York area code and carry it with him wherever he goes. In the future, personalized features that would allow you to choose one answering message for your mother and another one for your best friend will become normal. In an even wilder future vision, phone calls could be made from just about any electrical device, an iPod, a laptop, or even the fridge in your kitchen. The big losers of the process may well be the traditional mobile phone companies. Who the winners will be, nobody really knows. But one thing's for sure. The age of the telephone, as we know it today, will soon be over. Until then, though,